specific warning for Russia. Elisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden just holding a joint news conference with Germany's new chancellor after a White House meeting focusing in part on the Russian troops surrounding Ukraine. Fox's Gernal Scott has this live.
Elisa, the president said his talk with Chancellor Olaf Scholz centered on that possible military action by Russia, the president standing firm on the first option toward de-escalation.
And diplomacy is the very best way forward for all sides. We both agree.
The sanctions could include ending the Nord Stream 2 pipeline project, a big bargaining chip. Chancellor Scholz didn't mention that specifically, but did emphasize in English.
We will not taking different steps. We will do the same steps, and they will be very, very hard to Russia.
Neither leader chose to spell out the specifics of any sanctions for now, Lisa.
Thanks, Gernal. Police searching for a person of interest after a man opened fire inside a Fred Meyer grocery store in Richland, Washington. One person was killed, another injured. A manhunt also underway in Gary, Indiana, where a veteran police officer was shot and wounded while responding to a report of shots fired. Some governors are urging the CDC to update its guidelines as COVID cases decline from the latest surge. But two Democrat-led states aren't waiting for new guidance. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the statewide mandate for masks in schools and childcare settings will end March 7th.
We're not going to manage COVID to zero. We have to learn how to live with COVID as we move from a pandemic to the endemic phase of this virus.
Still, he is leaving school districts and local officials the option to keep requiring masks in New Jersey. In Delaware, a broader indoor masking policy will end on Friday statewide, except for schools where the state mandate will run until the end of March. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
9 months before the midterm elections, Homeland Security officials are warning of potential violence with both foreign and domestic adversaries hoping to cause disruption. A new national terrorism advisory note says a mixture of misinformation campaigns, conspiracy theories, and lone actors with racial and ethnic hatred are fueling it. A YouTube star dies in a plane crash while creating content overseas.
Officials in Iceland say 22-year-old American skateboarder and YouTuber Josh Newman was one of four men killed in a plane crash east of the country's capital last week. Police say the Cessna 172 did not send a distress signal after disappearing from radar. Over 1,000 members of Iceland's search and rescue organization helping to find the plane discovered in a lake Saturday. Newman, who has over 1.2 million subscribers, flying to create commercial content for a Belgian fashion brand, along with a rep from the company, a 32-year-old influencer from Belgium, and the 49-year-old pilot.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A week-long ordeal finally ending for thousands of residents near a fertilizer plant that caught fire in North Carolina. Fire officials set up a one-mile radius and let it burn because of the risk of a large explosion, temporarily canceling classes at Wake Forest University and an elementary school. Now that the risk has subsided, the evacuation zone has been greatly reduced, allowing many to return home. Half of a big lottery jackpot is claimed by a couple in Wisconsin.
Two winning tickets put a $632 million jackpot in a drawing January 5th. One was sold in Sacramento, California. The other in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, claimed by Cliff and Tammy Webster. They live in nearby Oneida, members of the Oneida Indian Nation. They call it a blessing and a dream come true. Their half of the prize comes to $316 million. Taking the lower cash option after taxes comes out to about $154 million.
Fox's Chris Foster. Mixed finish on Wall Street, the Dow up a point. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.